وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi as-salam, and especially the justice of Ali alayhi as-salam. It is very important when we look at the justice of Ali alayhi as-salam is to look at the time of Ali alayhi as-salam. During the last days of the Khilafah of Uthman, and those who are in power who were appointed by him, and especially the members of the Umayyad family, who were the kinsmen and relatives of the Khalifa himself, had made it a practice that they openly opposed the Islamic rule and regulations. They humiliated people, treated them like slaves, and made them so much afraid of the rule that they could not pick up the courage to stand before him and mention their grievance. They played with their lives in the same manner in which they played with their property. They did not refrain from shedding the blood of the people for their personal benefits, and no one could dare take revenge. That was just a historical fact. They were not afraid of taking bribes or looting the property of other people. Their continuous activities and conditions and circumstances showed that their intentions were very clear, that they were going to be oppressors, and they would, you know, have the blood and the lives of the people in their hand. And such an action and acts that were committed by the Umayyad family, especially at the last, were the months or weeks of the rule of Uthman, the Muslims were outraged. They were in uproar. And if you read the books of history, you see that the house of Uthman itself was surrounded by the Muslims. They would try to come into the house and kill him, and which they did eventually, because they could not stand the corruption. It was clear that they were going to, the Umayyad dynasty, they were going to get to a stage where there is nothing left to be called human rights, nothing left to be called the human dignity, nothing left to be called justice. And in the midst of all this, you have Ali alayhi salam seeing all this happen in front of his eyes, being unfolded. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he had to enforce equality and justice at the same time. So when Uthman himself was, his house was surrounded by people, and people trying to kill him, they prevented him from even having water to drink. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, in one hand, he has established justice. In another hand, he has established equality. Well, that man needs to, live. And you can see how sensitive and delicate the situation is. If it was anyone beside Amir al-Mu'mineen being in that position, things would have went horribly wrong in the Muslim history. Let's take a short break, then we will continue, inshallah.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam. On one hand, we had the Umayyad dynasty, or the Umayyad, at least the family, the relatives of the Uthman, trying to loot and, you know, create havoc in the Muslim world. And on the other hand, Ali alayhi salam was determined to enforce equality and justice with all his might. And on the other hand, these persons were keen to have the reins of government in their own hand and to possess such much wealth and property as possible. Well, that was their aim, right? This is what Muawiyah did. Between these two conditions, they acted like gamblers, hoping to seize an opportunity to bring about a revolution and consequently to appropriate all benefits to themselves, entertaining the worst passion and desires in their minds. This is exactly what was their aim. This is what they wanted. There is no doubt about the fact that the responsibility assumed by Imam Ali alayhi salam at that time were extremely difficult and enormous. Various reasons and circumstances had made Imam Ali alayhi salam face many difficulties which could not be overcome easily. The world of the time, or the world of that time, was topsy turvy. The conditions were, revolutionary was about to take place, and the events were frightening, and the possibilities of Ali alayhi salam were so great overcoming these difficulties. The responsibilities of Ali alayhi salam were so great and burdensome that the Khalifa and the religion of Islam depend on them. By solving these problems and overcoming these difficulties, Imam Ali alayhi salam performed a task which made his qualities known to the world. The world came to know how mindful he was of the public's right, how determined he was to promote individual and collective virtues, and with what patience and perseverance he achieved his own objectives. It was a difficult time for Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi. Difficulties that were never faced by anyone before him, difficulties that were never faced by anyone after him. He is in the middle of a revolution that's about to take place, and Amir al-Mu'mineen has to make a choice. And obviously the right choice. He had to establish justice. And for what he did 100 years after, he was cursed publicly on pulpits because he stood against the Umayyad dynasty. He stood against the oppressors. And after that, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, his justice echoed through history, whether they curse him or not. The justice of Ali echoes through history, and the world knew Ali for what he is, for what he really is, the greatest man that walked the face of this earth. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد
محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله.